From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In a report published this weekend, an American scientist says North Korean officials showed him a facility reportedly used to process uranium for electricity. From Seoul, Twali Saikaltow reports North Korea could also use the material to produce nuclear weapons.
The Stanford scientist Dr. Siegfried Hecker visited North Korea 2 weeks ago along with two colleagues. In a paper published online at the University Center for International Security and Cooperation, Hecker says during his latest visit, he observed at least 2,000 centrifuges in a modern, small industrial-scale enrichment facility. In his report, Hecker points out they were not taken to plutonium production facilities, but in his words, North Korea could resume all plutonium operations within 6 months and make one bomb's worth of plutonium per year. This news comes as President Obama's nuclear envoy visits South Korea to address restarting international talks to end the North's nuclear program. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikaltow in Seoul.
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is warning that he will not return to peace talks with Israel unless a freeze on settlement building includes East Jerusalem. Abbas spoke to reporters after meeting with Egypt's president today. The U.S. has proposed an incentive package to Israel aimed at resuming stalled talks. It calls for a 90-day moratorium on new settlement construction in the West Bank. Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a suspected U.S. missile strike has killed at least four people in the volatile northwest. There's been no independent confirmation, but the U.S. has carried out dozens of drone missile attacks in Pakistan's North Waziristan tribal region this year. Officials in the region say at least two missiles were fired at a militant compound and that three militants are among the dead. Pope Benedict's latest comments suggesting the use of condoms can be justified in some cases are making headlines all over the world. But as NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome, Vatican insiders say this does not mark such a drastic shift in church teaching against the use of artificial contraception.
The comments appear in a question and answer book to be released this week that is seen as the Pope's attempt to respond to strong criticism of his handling of numerous crises in the church. In the chapter on sexuality, Benedict says condoms are not a real or moral solution to the AIDS epidemic, but he adds they could be justified, as perhaps when a male prostitute uses a condom, where this can be a first step in the direction of a moralization, a first assumption of responsibility that one cannot do whatever one wants. The Vatican has long rejected the use of condoms as a form of birth control, but some theologians and African prelates have argued the use of condoms is an act of moral responsibility in the case of married couples where one partner is HIV infected. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News from Washington. Relatives of 29 workers missing after an explosion at a New Zealand coal mine are showing frustration over delays in the rescue operation. The men haven't been heard from since the blast on Friday, and deadly gases are making it too dangerous to send in rescuers. Speaking to reporters, New Zealand Police Superintendent Gary Knowles says officials are seeking outside expertise on how best to proceed.
We've also been in touch with our international partners, and I've had offers of support globally from Australia, America, and also the Chileans, from senior police officers who are experienced in rescue and mine disasters, and we're working with them.
Crews are drilling a small hole through hundreds of feet of rock to test gas levels. In southwestern China, 28 people are reportedly trapped in a small coal mine. State media say they were among more than 40 workers inside the mine. When water flooded into it, 13 workers were able to escape. Police in Utah appear to be closing in on a man accused of shooting and critically wounding a state park ranger. Member station KDNK's Conrad Wilson says the search has grown into a multi-agency manhunt.
Police are combing a remote and rugged canyon near Moab, Utah, for the alleged shooter. Around midday on Saturday, a backpack, rifle, and bloodied shirt were found. Authorities hope dogs can pick up a scent and track down the suspect. The victim is Utah State Park Ranger Cody Young. Married and a father of three, Young was shot three times on Friday night after he pulled over the suspect's vehicle. Young had surgery following the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. It's unclear what led to the shooting. Police say the suspect is likely in an area surrounded by steep cliffs near the Colorado River. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Carbondale, Colorado.
This is NPR News.